This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In a warning to a strategic U.S. ally, President Joe Biden says the U.S. will not supply weapons for Israel to attack Rafah, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
In an interview with CNN, President Joe Biden says that the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, that his administration will not supply the weapons and artillery shells used. A shipment of heavy bombs to Israel was paused last week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Since Israel has seized the Rafah crossing and it's in control of it now, it's their responsibility to open it and allow aid and humanitarian workers as soon as possible, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller on Wednesday.
When it comes to the level of humanitarian assistance, the results as they are today are just unacceptable. There's no other way to put it.
On the report to be delivered to Congress on whether Israel is violating international humanitarian law in Gaza, Miller said it's expected in the coming days. U.S. President Joe Biden issued a requirement in February to the State Department to report to Congress by May 8th on whether it finds credible Israel's assurances that its use of U.S. weapons does not violate U.S. or international law. Palestinian militant group Hamas said on Wednesday it was unwilling to make more concessions to Israel in negotiations over a ceasefire for Gaza, although talks were still underway in Cairo aimed at pausing Israel's seven-month-old offensive. Israel on Monday declared the three-phase proposal approved by Hamas was unacceptable because terms had been watered down. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.